Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is both important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily ready for a four-day work week? I have joining me by phone two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fuhr, editor-in-chief of Multi-Housing News, and Ivy Lee Rosario, senior associate editor of Multi-Housing News. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you've both been on before and really enjoyed it, and you guys, you know, bring the receipts with you because you cover the industry so well for your publication. I want to ask you, Jessica, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit, just to set the stage, where have we been as an industry, as a multifamily industry, as far as a work week goes for the last several decades?
Thanks, Paul, and thanks again for having me. So for years and years, we've been, you know, full-time, five-day, even more. I mean, for the apartment industry, as we all know, you know, it's not just an office where you get to clock out. People live there. It's their homes. They expect people to be able to help them at all times. Prospective residents, you know, need help. God forbid someone's toilet overflows. You know, you want something. You don't want to wait till 9 a.m. to get that fixed. So for years and years and years, it's just been ongoing. But I do think the industry is ready for a change.
And what are some of the things that would probably contribute? I can think of a couple.
I think we're all thinking of the pandemic, work from home right now. I am, you know, working in my gym clothes. It's wonderful. You can't do that in the office. But I think what that's really shown us is that, you know, we're very efficient. We all could do our work. We could, you know, do it in our own time. And, you know, for years, everyone, there's a song, I Don't Like Mondays, that, you know, we see, say, TGIF. It's just like, it's standard, you know, it's a long week. And I think we're all ready to try something new, get a better work-life balance. And actually, there's a pilot program in the UK that's starting. It'll be 6 months, 70 companies, and that's everything from like huge companies to little independent shops, where workers are going to receive 100% of their pay for a four-day week as long as they keep up 100% productivity. So we're seeing not just in our industry, but in, you know, kind of worldwide, everyone's just, you know, ready for some extra time, for some me time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the challenge, I mean, there's a lot of challenges with this, but, you know, one of the challenges is that the multifamily industry has really, for the most part, a six-day work week right now, with the, you know, Saturday being more of a leasing opportunity at properties, not a lot of operational issues, unless it's emergencies that are being taken. And I know someone who just is in the job market and applied at an engineering company, and they have a four-day work week. They work four 10-hour days. And, you know, the multifamily industry doesn't necessarily have that luxury from the standpoint of the way it typically operates with being available without, I guess, some creativity and staggering and automation and other things that are probably out there now. Ivy, what have you heard?
I think flexibility is the most important thing to everyone in in any industry, and especially multifamily, there are so many aspects that go into getting the job done. And in your leasing office or in your management office, it really comes down to what's most important. And it's funny because you have to learn how to balance what needs to be done with, what your employees can handle. And I think people are taking that a lot more seriously now, to notice that as long as you're doing your work, kind of like Jessica mentioned before, you don't really need to be tied to your desk. So it might not be that you switch to 4 days entirely, but that flexibility of being able to be away from your desk and maybe work a half day and work at home instead, that's really something that we've seen creep up a lot, and a topic that has been growing where, you know, these companies in multifamily are really trying to give their employees that flexibility and know that they're taking care of themselves while also being able to get the job done.
And I think what you mentioned, the flexibility, that is so, so important. We all know, it's kind of like the bad words now, great resignation. Like, we've all heard it. We've all experienced it. We need to stop it, because if not, we're all going to be doing 10 people's jobs, which will lead to burnout, which is another reason a four-day work week is appealing to a lot of companies. Not only does it give flexibility to employees, but it really, really helps with burnout. I think a lot of us, between, you know, the pandemic, just turning on the news, doom scrolling through Twitter, it's a lot right now. And I think, you know, we're all adults, and being able to have control of your schedule and still have work-life balance, time for your family, it's really important, especially in multifamily, which, you know, is, as Paul, as you mentioned, a six-day work week sometimes. It's nonstop. And, all the property managers I've talked to, they really care about their residents. They want to make sure they're available. But, you know, you have to take care of yourself, too. You can't just be all for someone else, too. Then you'll be depleted, and you won't be able to do a good job, and you won't be able to even serve your residents. So it's definitely something to think about.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, and I want to ask you the question, Jessica, in your research and the folks that you've talked to in the industry, did it take the pandemic to bring this to the forefront, the discussion of it to the forefront, or is it something that people believe would have been coming along anyway?
I think really the pandemic is really what brought it to life. There were some rumblings maybe before, but, you know, even with work from home, a lot of companies were saying, no, we can't do it. We won't have a productive workforce. We won't make money. People have to be in office. You know, what is it, 2, 3? Time has no meaning anymore. But some years later, we're all seeing companies are very profitable working from home. So I think that's just an extension of that. We're seeing what can be done when people are given a little more freedom. I think the pandemic really helped with technology, which we'll, I know, be discussing a little later. But those, you know, some of those aspects for multifamily were already in the works. But really, this was the tipping point that really made us say, okay, now we have to do that.
Yep. 2 minutes left in the segment. I just wanted to find out, Ivy, do you feel that that the fact that there are other industries that have kind of adopted this, are you seeing any more acceptance in multifamily from that?
I think so. I think there's been, you know, the running joke of real estate is kind of always one step behind some other industries. when it comes to technology, when it comes to a lot of different things. So I think seeing some of these bigger companies take that step and offer this flexibility or these four-day work weeks or, you know, working from home is really showcasing that you can be flexible within your own company and figure out what works best for your team. So if that's working from home, you know, working remote all the time, if that's coming in 2 days a week and having a hybrid model, if that's just kind of offering your employees to be flexible and come and go as they please, as long as they get whatever needs to be done finished by the end of the week, then I think we're kind of learning that people are more capable of doing that, and that the, you know, micromanaging and then the heavy looking at your employees is just not working anymore. It makes people feel like you can't be trusted in your own job. And I think that that's most important, especially if you want to keep your employees and make sure you're running a happy team and you're not going to lose those employees. I think that's the most important thing, is how can I make this better for everyone so that I keep everyone happy and I keep things running smoothly.
And that that reminds me, a previous job I had years ago, we were offered summer Fridays, and we were allowed to come, you know, work a little bit later every day so we could get Friday off. And at first people were like, how am I going to get my work done? You know, we all magically made it to the happy hours, and we were all able to get all our work done. Happy hours is a very good motivator, I've found.
Yes.
So, you know, the work will get done as long as, you know, people are willing to put in the work. And I think that's, you know, something to consider too.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it here. We're going to be back in our next segment with much more on this topic. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily ready for a four-day work week? I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Feuer, Editor-in-Chief of Multi-Housing News, and Ivy Lee Rosario, Senior Associate Editor of Multi-Housing News. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or simply listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Jessica, I'll start with you on this. You know, one of the things we've discussed on past episodes, you'd mentioned the great resignation in the industry, you know, people, guests on the show have talked about the fact that they're experiencing within their companies employees who have left or are leaving because not just to go to another company within multifamily, but they're leaving the industry altogether. Maintenance folks are, you know, tired of being on call. you know, and having to come out in the middle of the night for an emergency. They'd rather, you know, go work in another industry, construction or someplace where they, you know, work a regular work day. So, you know, what that means, and we alluded to it in the first segment, was fewer people with a turnover rate of 50% plus, you know, that's fewer people to do the amount of work that needs to happen. That's got to play in, I would think, to the ability to go to a 4-day work week. What have you heard?
Oh, sure, definitely. And anecdotally, I've heard people are, you know, they're like, you know, 9 to 5 or 8 to 6 or whatever we do now, it is not for me. I am doing, you know, the gig economy, you know, pick my own hours. That is a big concern. And actually, according to SHRM, which is the Human Resources Management site, in 2021, 47.8 million workers quit, which amounted to about 4 million each month. So it's not just multifamily, it's every industry, which is, it's sort of reassuring, kind of, because it's like, okay, it's not just us. Like, we don't have a multifamily industry problem. It's a world problem, which, you know, take it as you will, but at least it's not just us. It's everyone. So I think the problem you mentioned is if people are quitting, more people will have more assignments, more duties, you know, how will they even work fewer hours or fewer days? Sort of a catch-22. But I think if they're working fewer days, they'll have more time for themselves. I think schedules could be staggered so that there's always someone available for residents. I think it is important for managers something to, you know, to think about, even if you're keeping a traditional schedule, is to make sure when people quit, and you can't take it personally, even though I do, I cry every night if someone leaves, but you have to make sure you're taking care of your current employees. They can't suddenly be expected to do the job of, like, 3 people, especially if they're still getting paid for 1 person. You know, then they'll quit too, and then, you know, you'll have to do everyone's work. You know, and this is why I think people should think of ways to relieve the tension for their workers and think of ways. There are always things that could be cut, and especially in multifamily, I think as long as the residents' needs are being taken care of, you know, maybe some other areas could be cut. But I think it is, you know, important to look out for people's mental health.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I know you're aware of some companies that have been kind of doing this in multifamily, this 4-day work week. Tell us a little bit about that.
So according to Multifamily Dive, Pegasus is testing different models of this. The NAA reported that Highland Commercial Properties is testing this. What's interesting with Highland is they're testing it even for their maintenance crews, which I think is super important. We can't just, you know, one part of the team isn't more important than the other. And I think for multifamily, maintenance is extremely important, especially when it comes down to the residents. That's, you know, who helps when something goes wrong. You know, they're not important until an emergency happens, and then they're the most important team in the world. So I think for multifamily companies that do look to this, they should definitely include all teams. So, you know, those are just a few that are testing it out now.
And Ivy Lee, what have you heard about what some of the folks are doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very interesting to see multifamily taking a dive into this and starting, even if it's a few companies. You know, that's a great start to see how, I mean, I guess they're kind of the guinea pigs for the whole industry, but it's great for kind of starting out and showing other companies that they're capable of doing this and sharing their data of how it works and maybe how their ideas come together to make this possible. You know, I think the pandemic has shown more employees their worth, and more employees are looking for that next big opportunity. And if you want to keep your employees, you can make sure, like Jessica mentioned, that you know, you're talking to them, making sure you find out what's important to them, how you can help them grow within their team, assuring them that you value them at the company. You know, these are all major roles that are played when keeping your staff. So seeing these multifamily companies take that initial step and say, you know, we understand that you're fully capable of doing your job and what's asked of you. You know, we're going to start out this new plan of, you know, doing 4-day work weeks or offering more flexibility. That really, I think, will make employees feel like they're being heard by their management and they really understand that, you know, they're doing well at their job and they know what they're doing and they're being trusted within that space to get the job done without needing to be in the office or tied to a desk.
And I like how you said guinea pigs, because I think you mentioned before, multifamily is like notorious for being slow. I feel like they're like, let's see what this whole internet thing is about. You know, like, will it really last before, you know, it's one of those things. So I think the fact that some companies are doing it, I have a feeling everyone's going to be waiting and seeing like, oh my gosh, what's their retention rate? Is it working? Like, did they lose any money? Did they, you know, maybe we should do it. But I think a lot of multifamily companies, you know, do the wait and see. So I think just the fact that people are already considering this and are going out on a limb and trying it, I think is wonderful. And I think hopefully more in the industry will follow.
Yeah, we've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Recently, we had a guest on the show, Jessica Eberbach,
and
great with the exactly with TriCap, and you know, this is not necessarily the 4-day work week, but it speaks to the flexibility, and they transitioned a couple of years ago to completely remote working. In other words, they have property managers who aren't on site. They may be in a completely different state, and that as a result of this flexibility and you know, what they've put together, they have a sub 10% turnover rate for, you know, voluntary turnover rate. So people
need to be put in a lab and studied, because that is amazing.
Yeah, and it is amazing, and it's something that I think. She admittedly had said, we didn't get it, you know, basically these aren't her words, but we didn't get it right the first time. It, you know, they had to go through a couple of different changes as those 2 years to progress and to get to where they are now, because they, you know, never doing it before. You don't really know what's ahead of you. We got about a minute and a half left. Tell me a little bit about those types of things with flexibility, Ivy.
It's all trial and error. You know, you're not going to figure it out on the first try. I think it's important to see what your competitors are doing, what other companies in the field you're in are doing. You know, these have been great examples of multifamily companies that are really trying this out and seeing how it's going to work for them. We don't know how that data will come back in a month, 3 months, a year, but you're never going to get it right on the first try. I think it's important to just take that first step and give it your best shot. You know, then you can say, you know, we'll talk to our employees and see how we can tweak things and make it a little more easier for them or for us. You know, it's interesting is if you think about how many times do you really go to a leasing office? You know, even myself as a renter, I live in an apartment building. I never go to my leasing office. I never go.
Unless there's free cookies.
Yeah, I'm always talking to someone on the phone or through, you know, a platform, a program, you know, some kind of software. You know, the only time I ever went there was to hand in papers when I signed my lease. And now things are happening so much more with, you know, programming and automation, which we'll get into, that it's just, it makes sense that these companies are like, you know what, we're just going to work remotely. Nobody even needs us there. Because if you really think about it, how many times are you really going into that office? If we think about it logically, the answer is not that many.
All right. Well,
and I think what you said really hit the nail on the head is talk to your employees, because it's easy, you know, for people to make unilateral decisions for the team. But are they happy with that? Or, you know, do they want to work from home? Are they finding maybe it is too much work? you know, so trial and error, and I think it's important, you know, wait for the data overall to come. But in the meantime, talk to your team, and I think this should be going on constantly anyway. I think that's the best way to shape your community. I think you'll have happier employees if they have a say and if they feel they're being heard.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it there. We will be back right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily ready for a four-day work week? I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fuhrer, editor-in-chief of Multihousing News, and Ivy Lee Rosario, who is senior associate editor of Multihousing News. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Ivy, I'll start with you on this. Obviously, the pandemic forcing people to work remotely, not being able to open offices, all of that plays into the ability to even consider going to a four-day work week for some companies. Part of that made all that possible was automation and technology. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you've heard about how that that what the role was at that point.
Great. So, you know, we recently wrote up a story on Multihousing News about how technology is enabling more flexibility in the workplace. You know, although some of these companies might not be ready for a four-day work week, there are certainly tools that you can use to automate certain tasks that more traditionally would have been handled by a person. So, for instance, you know, a major thing that started during the pandemic was self-guided tours. You know, nobody wanted to have that interaction. Everybody was scared of interacting with other people, which is completely understandable. So you're putting a greater perspective on, you know, your own health and wellness and the health and wellness of your employees. And, you know, this gives prospective residents the opportunity to walk into an apartment on their own time by themselves, take their time to assess everything. You don't have to deal with the pressures of being rushed through a showing or having to be shown an apartment with someone else. So that was something that I think was one of the first examples that really took off during the pandemic and has certainly been around before that. But I think it really was utilized even more and in a stronger presence, you know, every day for multifamily property managers and leasing. So that was one of the biggest examples that I've seen, and it just continues to be a preferred choice for a lot of people. Even now when you're, you know, around people, it's still more comfortable to kind of take that time and have that option to be able to do it on your own. Another big one was chatbots. So, you know, when you go on a multifamily apartment website and you are looking for floor plans or, you know, basic questions like square footage, how many units are open, when will they be open? This is all information that at one point was handled by an actual human. And now this is easily just sent to you through your email, to your text messaging, you know, whatever way you choose that's more important and easier for you to follow. It's just simple questions that can be sent to you that you don't even need to talk to another person.
And so some of these bots are like, I feel like I'm talking to a person. It freaks me out a little bit. Like, they're so good. They know so much. So, I mean, technology has really improved. And then I'm like, wait, this is a bot. But it's amazing what's being done now.
Yeah. Some of them even have names. It's like, oh, you're talking to Sarah, and it's like, Sarah's the computer. like you're talking to a person, but it's actually just a computer program that's answering all your questions, and you just forget.
Yeah, and I think you'd mentioned earlier, Ivy, in the show that, you know, the multifamily industry, or the real estate industry, I guess, as a whole, has the tendency to kind of lag behind in adopting things like this. I know that in the past, a lot of the things with pricing and revenue management, you know, the multifamily industry followed in the footsteps. They let the hospitality and travel industry be the developers and the guinea pigs of that type of technology, and then was slow to adopt. And I've told this anecdote before on our show, but I can remember pre-pandemic going to trade shows for, you know, the industry, and all these new technology was available. The virtual touring, it was just starting to come out, and I would ask people as they would walk out of the booth, what did you think about that technology? And they said, oh, I think it's something that'll have its day at some point, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And then boom, we have a pandemic, and everybody, it's gone from the back burner, you know, to boiling hot on the front burner. I don't think we would have been in that situation had we not had the pandemic to create those needs, those immediate needs.
It's like you don't want to be the guy who passes on the Beatles, you know, like,
right.
Oh, these four lads sound really nice. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's huge. So I think companies really do have to, and I think the pandemic is what, I totally agree, it's what the catalyst for all these. And I think we're just taking off from here because it seems like everyone's now open to all sorts of possibilities for technology, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah, and I have not heard, I don't know if in your the folks you talk to in the industry, I've really not heard of a lot of people going back to the way, you know, to the way they operated prior to the pandemic, as far as when it comes to technology. It wasn't just a temporary fix. It was something that has really become entrenched in the way they do business now. Have you found the same thing?
Definitely. I think there's so there's every day there's a new company, there's a new program, there's some type of new technology that's being introduced into multifamily and real estate in general that, you know, like we've discussed, we've been so behind that we're like, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store. You know, what can we grab next that's going to work for us, going to be better for us? You know, what's going to make it easier? And automation is a big topic, and it's something that's just continuing to blow up and be huge in the industry, and that's not going to slow down anytime soon. Nobody's going to want to go back to the way it was where you had humans doing everything. I mean, humans are great, I guess. You know, we're here. But, you know, if we
they're okay.
You know, they're okay. If we can make our lives easier and help each other out and make things easier for, you know, our leasing teams, property managers, potential residents, why wouldn't you want to do that? You know, why would you want to make things more confusing or time, you know, more of a time waster than you have to? You know, there are things that can easily be done by these programs that you just don't have to deal with or worry about. And that's, you know, kind of comforting that you have more support and help than you did before, especially if you don't have as many employees as you once did.
Yeah, and I think from a resident perspective, if I'm renting somewhere and I've gotten used to, I don't know, maybe being able to let people in through my iPhone or whatever, or like checking into amenities that, you know, just through technology, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, everyone, we're back to like signing up on our paper sheet. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, find a place that lets me use everything. I think it'll be a competitive disadvantage if you go back. You can't go back.
Yeah.
Forward. Always forward.
Yeah. We've got about a minute left in this segment, and I just will make this comment. We can talk about it more if you'd like in our last segment. You know, one of the things that that I've found, and I think we did a segment on this that you were a part of, an episode, Jessica, where we talked about how do you market to Gen Zers, it's not just the fact that the offices are changing or the companies are changing. It's the residents are getting younger and more adept at these technologies, and that's what they're demanding on how they do business. You know, I'm a dinosaur. I've done things, you know, on paper all my life.
Everyone loves dinosaurs.
So anyway, we could talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. But anyway, that it's the I think the residents drive some of this as well. But we're gonna break it here. We're gonna be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily ready for a four-day work week? I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fiore, Editor-in-Chief of Multi-Housing News, and Ivy Lee Rosario, Senior Associate Editor of Multi-Housing News. We talked a little bit last segment about automation and technology, and I know we didn't touch on everything. I know, Ivy, you've got some more data and details that you that you want to bring up as to why using these types of technology could help companies to go to a four-day work week if they choose to do so. What are some of those?
Great. Absolutely. So, you know, we previously talked about, you know, different programming, and one that I've seen a lot of is, you know, different software programs that control different elements of the unit. So when the lights are being turned on and off, when you're using certain water or checking to make sure if the water's turned on or off, or the energy usage, even when you're having people come in and out of empty units, taking those tours, obviously they're going to turn the lights on. They're going to, you know, run the water, make sure everything works. And if you're not physically there with the potential resident, you're obviously not going to see these things. But if you have a program that controls and monitors that within every unit, that's something that could easily be maintained and sent straight to your computer or your tablet in the leasing office or in the management office. So this is something that is actually really helpful, especially if you're a property manager that's monitoring, you know, dozens of communities or buildings within a community. It would free up a lot of time for you and even your maintenance staff because you're having all of this delivered in one place. So even simple tasks like energy usage, you know, those are things that, you know, the property managers and the company have to pay for themselves, especially if you have empty units. You know, that's, you know, energy usage that needs to be paid by you until someone moves in there. So really monitoring that and making sure that you're keeping track of all these different buildings and units, that's something that you don't have to waste a person for. You know, you can just have that through your computer and you can send out that information to whoever you need to. So that's a big one that I've seen recently that I think will continue to grow. And even just your marketing, you know, there are things like advertisement, scheduling your posts on social media to promote your community. There are so many different avenues that automation can be used within your business. And I think it's really just taking the time to see, you know, what kind of process or tasks are we currently having people do now that we can focus our efforts on that are larger and make these into an automated task that a computer could easily do. And then I think ultimately that will lead to a happier environment for your employees and your residents.
And I think used in conjunction with, so if you're using bots to help with the leasing project process, and then the person calls in, then you have someone on your leasing team help. So, you know, the robots are not replacing people, but it's a great way to help lessen the burden of your staff and, you know, let them focus on the really important issues in the community.
Yeah, and there's no question, I think, that whether a company is considering going to a four-day work week or they just want to operate more efficiently, these technologies are something that need to be investigated and adopted as the company needs them. And I'm just curious, what is both of your feelings, your gut feelings about the question, which is multifamily ready for a four-day work week?
I say yes. I think we are ready. I think with all these automation aspects, I think, you know, companies are already testing the water, which is a great indicator. Something else to think about is, according to JLL's regenerative workplace research, 60% of employees expect employers to support work-life balance. So that's not just multifamily, but in general, you know, people now expect it. And even if they've been in the industry for years, if they don't get it, not necessarily a four-day week, but if they don't get a work-life balance, they're going to find something else. So I think it's something the multifamily industry should definitely consider.
I agree. I think if you're not offering, you know, the flexibility, you know, times are changing. Things are not how they were before, and they never will be, because people have been, you know, changed so much by this pandemic and how it's, you know, made a dent in everyone's life in a variety of ways. And I think if you're not offering that flexibility for your employees to take care of themselves or their families, they're going to find it elsewhere. And that's not what you want to put out there in your business. You want your employees to know that, you know, you trust them and they know what they're doing, and you know that you can rely on each other. And that's how that group and that team that you have will stay successful. So, you know, whether it's a four-day work week or, you know, maybe one of those days is the Saturday that you need someone in the leasing office, but you have a day off in the middle of the week, you know, having that flexibility and that chance to say, you know, we want to make things as easy as possible for each other while still getting everything done by the end of the week. That's the most important part, is really maintaining that trust within your team. And I think multifamily is all about people and, you know, helping each other. And I think this is a great example of ways to do that and transition ourselves into being more of a forefront group of individuals that can really handle doing these things. And, you know, we've seen some great examples of people already trying to do that and companies that are. So I think we're just going to see more from that.
Yeah, and Paul, you mentioned before Gen Z. Yes, they're coming. So if they're not already renting, they're going to be working soon. I think the oldest are probably mid-20s now, which makes me feel like a dinosaur too. So all those dinosaurs will hang out. But they grew up, you know, they grew up with the Great Resignation, and they're growing up, you know, amid the pandemic, and this is what they're expecting now. This isn't new for them. This is just how it is. So I think companies are going to have to adapt or be left behind.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, my best guess or gut feeling is that I think that there are some companies out there that would really have an advantage and see the advantages of going to a four-day work week. And we'll make it work. I think a lot of the industry, again, being slow to adopt, will lag behind and wait to, you know, let those companies be the guinea pigs that are trying it first. But I think ultimately it's there. And I think the key to everything is Ivy, what you said is flexibility. I think that the all companies are going to have to bring some flexibility into the workplace for their employees. Whether it's a four-day work week or working remotely or whatever it might be, I think that's going to be the key. But I do want to transition from that topic. I want to talk a little bit about what you ladies are working on. I can say that for several years I have subscribed to Multi-Housing News, and I wholeheartedly recommend it to anybody in the multifamily industry. It's a great.
We didn't even pay him to say that.
Yeah. It is a great resource. Okay. Quite frankly, I was able to create some topics for our show by reading some of the stories that were there and realizing that was something that I think our listeners would find of interest. So it's a great publication. There's many different things that you guys do, and I know you're also on the commercial real estate side as well as multi-family, but talk a little bit about Multi-Housing News and also how people can get in touch with each of you if they have a topic idea for a story or whatever.
Sure. So if they have any multifamily news to share or you're interested in writing a byline for us, you can reach out to me at ivylee.rosario@cpe-mhn.com. I'm also working on one of my newest projects for MHN is I'm the new host of the Multifamily Top Marketers podcast.
So if everyone listen, it's amazing.
Yes, we're having lots of fun over there. So if you're a marketer and you're in multifamily, please reach out to me. I'd love to have you as a guest. We're looking for people. We're always interested in hearing new topics and new perspectives. So I'm really hoping to grow that over the next year. It's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm looking to do that every single month. So please tune in.
All right, great. Jessica, what's going on in your
so
world?
We have a really cool new thing. It's called our executive council. Paul is actually a member, so yay. but we ask different questions affecting multifamily, and the council weighs in. We're going to gather some of the responses for articles, so just to get a viewpoint for people actually in the industry and everyone's opinions and thoughts and insights. So we're really excited about that. If you would like to join or want more information, you could email me at jessica.fuhr@cpe-mhn.com. We also have our annual award programs for both sites. You mentioned our commercial site is Commercial Property Executive. So we have our Excellence Awards for MHN, and we have Influence Awards for Commercial Property Executive. They're formerly the Distinguished Achievement Awards, and we're looking to honor the best, the coolest projects, the best people. So if you're interested in either, again, you could reach out to me. But as usual, we have news every day. We have our monthly magazines, newsletters. So, you know, we got the multifamily industry covered.
It's a great variety of different information and different ways to receive the information. And I would certainly recommend that someone do it. And by the way, if you go to our website at multifamilyradio.com and click on this episode page, there will be a logo for MHN. And when click on it, it'll take you to the MHN website. So if you'd like to find out more, you can certainly do that. Ladies, thank you so much for being on. We're going to have to leave it here for this episode, but I look forward to having you both on again sometime in the near future. And thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.